You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Bishem Israel, 5786, 2026. This week we don't have a Parsha because we have the holiday of Pesach, of Passover. So I'd like to share with you a thought about Pesach, and I'd like to read it to you from my Sefer of my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Per, Zichron Livracha, whose second Yahrzeit is coming up at the end of Pesach. It says like this, Chag HaPesach VeGeula HaAsida. He talks about the holiday of Pesach and the future redemption. And as I've shared in past years, Rabbi Per, in his Haggadah, talks about the concept of the Seder. The Seder and Pesach don't just talk about something that happened in the past. As is true in regards to all of our holidays, we're not just commemorating and celebrating something from history, but that spiritual power comes back into the world again in this time. The redemption that happened then happens again. And it also happened in the time of Purim. It was also on Pesach. The story of Purim actually happened on Pesach. Esther Amalka went into Achashverosh on Pesach. And the Gemara indicates that many different salvations that happen for the Jewish people happen on Pesach. And so the future Geula, the redemption of the Jewish people also, there is a powerful time of redemption which we experience, and as I've spoken about, we're not going to get into that so much from our Rosh Yeshiva, but we say, Lailanu Hashem, Lailanu. We say full Hallel on the first day of Pesach. It's a special time when we move deeply into humility. It's not because of us. Hashem, do it for your honor. When we say that, we got to mean it, of course. But that creates Yeshua. You said creates salvations. That creates redemption. And this year is certainly a powerful redemptive year where we see the Jewish people going through an incredible salvation every day. It's going on every day for us here in Eretz Yisrael over last month. Let's see together what Rosh Hashiva says. L'chag HaPesach Yesh Shem Tov B'Tchilosei. So he points out something very interesting. Pesach has a Yom Tov at the beginning. We have a festival at the beginning of Pesach. And we have a number of commandments that were given to us for the first day. We have lots of interesting things to do. Kisipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We get to talk about the Exodus from Egypt, Achilas Matzah. We eat the matzah and the maror, and of course the Karban Pesach when there's a Beis Hamikdash. Kriya Sahalal, there's a mitzvah to say full Hallel. At the end of Yom Tov, we also have, after the first 6 days, there's a seventh day. It's a Yom Tov as well. It's a full festival. But it doesn't have any specific mitzvahs that are associated with that day. Just an Isra Malach, we're not allowed to do any forbidden conscious creative activities like Shabbos. It would seem that the first day of Yom Tov is the main day. And it would seem like, if we look at it in a superficial way, that the days that follow are just there to deepen, perhaps, the original impression that we got from the first day of Yom Tov. And that's when we had the main service that we did of Yom Tov. We have the Seder, and we have the Karban Pesach, and or the Mitzvah of Matzah and Maror, etc. Okay, so, and I would say also, it's actually, of course, the day, Tesvav, tonight and tomorrow, is the actual day that the Jewish people were freed from their bondage in Egypt. So that seems to be the main day. It's actually a mistake. This is not the correct understanding of what's going on. He says it's almost the opposite, the truth. Says Rabbi Per, all of the first 6 days of Pesach are actually a preparation for the seventh day. Okay? And I'll read the note here. B'pshitus nitan lahazir ki shvi shel pesach mehavah gemar liyitzias mitzrayim atzma. In the simple understanding, we can say that the seventh day of Pesach is the completion of the yitzias mitzrayim. Why? What happens on the seventh day? On the seventh day is when we had the miracle of the splitting of the sea. It's when we went through the sea on dry land. The Egyptians were drowned in the sea, and we came out on the other end, and we had a clarity that we're not going back there. It's like, it's an analogy to a person who is incarcerated, and he's getting freed, and they took off his handcuffs. He still sees the handcuffs. There's an impression on his skin. Until his flesh gets completely well. The impression that was left from the stranglehold of the ropes that were tying our arms, so to speak, the impression left when we saw that Egypt, the Egyptians had died there. So, it was the completion. The completion is on the last day of Pesach. Amnam, says Rabbi Per, b'yema rishon yesh harbe mitzvos. It's true that on the first day there's a lot of mitzvos, of commandments. Aval acharei ha'isan ha'mitzvos ha'emshech ha'chag. But after those, and as the chag, as the holiday continues, it's days of we're waiting for, we're anticipating the seventh day. Because on the seventh day, we merit to have the song, right? The song of Moshe and the Jewish people. When they went through the Yam Suf, when they got to the other side of the Sea of Reeds, they sang a song of thanks to Hashem, when they saw indeed that they were saved. We need to contemplate what is the secret which is hidden in the Song of the Sea. Altevai says Yashir because of Rashi Shnei Perushim. Rashi writes two explanations on the words Az Yashir, which means then Moshe and the children of Israel will sing. Right? The simple understanding is then they sang. But actually the words mean then they will sing. What is us? Let's focus on the word us. Us means then. What's then? Then they sang. Why does it say then they sang? You should just say they sang. What does it mean then? So Rashi says there was something that happened and then followed, the song followed it. What was it? Amar lelibo sheyasher. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a feeling in his heart. His heart told him, it's time to sing. We need to sing. And that's what he did. So Az Yashir means then he sang after his heart told him to sing. Beautiful thing. Masha Allah Beliba Shayashir Vikain Asa. Eina Davish Shalmabikach. It says Rabbi Per, when a person thinks, has a good feeling, has a good inspiration, when a person is inspired to something, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to actually do it. Right? You could be inspired, I could be inspired, but not actually, per se, execute the feeling. Don't take it lightly. He had a feeling to sing, and he sang. Person having a good idea or a good inspiration does not, you might have experienced this, I'm sure we all have, having a good thought does not actually mean that I'm going to actually do it. Start by pair, we can understand over here the difference between the idea of youth and the idea of being elderly. Mishunar, someone who's young, someone who has the vibrancy of youth. Tamid Eir LeDavar Chadash. They're always awake to something new. You give a child a new toy, he gets excited about it. Something new, something new. Jumping quickly. When the first awakening, the first inspiration quiets, often a person who's young doesn't necessarily complete all the things that they've started. Oh, wow. Cool. A puzzle. Started, huh? They get tired of it. Here he says on the bottom, Mida Yisraelis Hiliyais Na'arim. It's a Jewish trait, an Israelite trait to be young, to be youthful. Rahanonim V'kais Nasis called over. We like to get involved in things. Afilu Dvarim Shel Hevel. Sometimes it's something that's meaningless. Kinar Yisrael, Pasuk says in Hosea, Amar Navi B'Shem Hashem, Hosea says about the Jewish people that we are young. Kasher Oyle Rayim B'Lev Yisrael, when an idea comes into our minds, Miyakais in the Kami, we quickly initiate it. Right, it's also a youthful thing to start and do things that might not be significant, might not be worth completing. Okay? So that's the midah of youth. Young people are excited. Young people are involved. Young people are looking. They're looking for what they can accomplish and do. Okay? Not always doing it. Not always completing it. Lumas zeh hazaking. If we look at an elderly person, call it an experienced person, he doesn't allow himself to get so inspired all the time to do all kinds of different things. Right? When I was young, I made up a lot of songs. And, you know, you can't put out every song that you make up. As you get older, I mean, it's been my experience, as I get older, I make up less songs because not every song can be brought to completion. You learn that you need to be picky about what you get inspired by and into. Right? So an older person, a more experienced person, Ein Misarei Bekal, doesn't get inspired or doesn't get motivated to do something so easily because he started many tasks and he's not always completed them. Since the elderly person has already learned to recognize the emptiness of very high ideals doesn't mean I shouldn't be idealistic, but it means I need to know that I can't do everything. Many things I have not completed. The danger is that a person who has a lot of experience will say, look, I'm not even going to bother at all. I know I don't finish things. I know I get very inspired and do a lot of things, but I don't ever finish them. So that's the danger of alazakin achacham. But an elderly person who's wise, we're going to get to a point here. We're going to see what the point here is. It's important. Stay with me. An older person who's wise, even though he doesn't get so inspired all the time, but when he does find something that moves him, when he does find something that he's gotta, this is what I need to do. He takes it all the way to the end. He makes sure to complete it. So now we see something important about Moshe. In what Rashi said, let's remember Moshe Rabbeinu at this point is 80 years old, so he's not young. Not only was he awakened by his heart to say, to sing, he was inspired to sing. Not only was he inspired to do it, so he has both, right? He's got the inspiration of youth, and he does it. He has the ability to complete it. He has that appreciation of the elderly, of the wise. Okay? So that's about Moshe. That's the song. That's the completion. Now let's talk about the completion of the Chag, which is the seventh day. The seventh day of Pesach is the day that we merit that song. We merit the song. We merit this idea of being awakened and wanting to take it to its end. So this is the Yontif. The last day of Pesach is the Yontif that has these two advantages. Through the experiences that we've had from the first day through the next, altogether 6 days of Yontif. So we're inspired. Misarim Lashir. We're inspired to sing. We're inspired to appreciate the miracles that Hashem is doing for us. And then we actively sing. And I want to say this is such an important thing for right now because there are miracles happening every day. Every day to Klal Yisrael right now. And we can get used to it. Because like, oh, wow. 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 But how many times do you say wow, right? We get used to it. This is saying, no, no, no. Let it inspire you and culminate in a song. Let it awaken the song inside of us. When we get these midos, these character traits, and we absorb them and inculcate them into ourselves, so we have the ability to emulate Hashem, as it were. We say in the beautiful Shir HaKavod, Anam Zmiris, that we say on Shabbos, so we refer to Hashem as being young and old, seeing long flowing black beard, long flowing white beard. Hashem has both aspects. Hashem is inspired to create, and he's hunkers down to complete it, as it were. Hashem creates the world. Hashem brings it to its completion. So we are also emulating Hashem when we behave in this way. Now here we come to the second explanation of Rashi on the pasuk of Oz Yashir. Then they sang. He says something amazing. He says that our sages find in this statement of Oz Yashir, then they will sing. It's a hint to the fact that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. The dead will be revived. In the future, Moshe will sing again. When there's a Geula, when the final redemption occurs, Moshe is resuscitated. He's brought back from the dead. And he's going to sing again with Klal Yisrael. Because when we acquire these two aspects, these two characteristics, one of youthfulness, willingness to be inspired, but also the ability to bring things to completion, Klal Yisrael is in this elderly state. Zikna anihu, Pasuk says. Until you are old, Hashem says to Am Yisrael, I will still be with you. I will still carry you. I will get you to the finish line of Geula. Am Yisrael, we've been waiting a long time for Mashiach to arrive, for the Messiah to arrive. We've been waiting a long time for Kibbutz Galus. We're starting to see it. Almost 8 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael, right? We've been waiting a long time for Mashiach to arrive, for Beis HaMikdash to be built, for the Shechina to return, for Am Yisrael to be able to come back here. Right? Wait it out. Don't give up at the end. You got to still be inspired. We got to still be inspired. The song that we merit to sing on the seventh day of Pesach, it's the song that we're waiting for. It's the song that's inspiring us to wait also. It symbolizes the level that we attain, the highest level that we attain through the Chag of Pesach. And it also represents the future redemption, which is a result of what we've gained, what we're meant to gain from Pesach. What are we meant to gain from Pesach? The ability to stay inspired. The ability to appreciate over and over again the miracles that Hashem is doing for us. The ability to recognize, hey, we're far along in the path towards Mashiach. Look what's going on. Look how many Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. Look how Eretz Yisrael is being rebuilt. 100 years ago, there was 20,000-30,000 Jews here. That's it. In 1926, that's it. And now, here we are. Unbelievable things that are going on. appreciate it. Don't be old. The old person doesn't have the inspiration to say, hey, we're almost there. Hey, let's start singing. We got to be the wise old person. We got to learn from Basil to be the wise person who is singing. I'm going to read from the note here. V'rayon hazeh. This idea, Shegulas Mitzrayim Shayeches Begula Asida, Yeshlin Sebe Kedushas Musaf. He says that there's a parallel between the Geula of Mitzrayim of Egypt and the final redemption, which we are standing on the cusp of. You can see a hint to this in Kedusha, in Musaf of Shabbos, and Yantif. Sha'arim v'hu yashmein barachm of Shenis, le'ene kolchai liyois lachem le'lekim. We say Hashem is going to make it hurt again. It's going to be a second time. Besides through the first time that Hashem made hurt, the whole world knows about the redemption from Egypt. Right? Everybody knows about it. Hashem is going to make it known again. It's going to be heard again. Wow, the Jewish people were redeemed a second time. So this is the second time we're facing now. The original time, the first redemption was Egypt. We're on the cusp of another one, second one. Pasuk says that like the days when you went out of Egypt, I will show you wonders again. The future geula, the future redemption is going to be like the redemption from Egypt. And we request of God that just like the purpose of the redemption from Egypt was for Hashem to become our God. Hashem became our God, our King. He guided us and gave us the Torah. He showed us what a relationship with Him looks like. So too is going to happen again. Hashem is going to redeem us again, and He's going to reassert His covenant with us. There's going to be a new relationship. Another time, Hashem is going to do what He did, taking us out of Egypt. He's going to bring us back into a relationship with Him again. But the future revelation that Hashem is going to perform will be for the entire world, not just for Am Yisrael, not just for all of us, but it will be through the redemption of Klal Yisrael that we all, the entire world, will be redeemed. Because, says Rabbi Per, because the first day of Pesach, the beginning of Pesach, the first 6 days of Pesach, are just a preparation for the last day. So more miracles were seen at the Yam Suf, at the Sea of Reeds. There were, if there were 10 plagues in Egypt, there was 5 times that. 50 plagues at the sea. What's the concept? Why are Chazal teaching us that? And we say that we all know this from the Haggadah. But what is the concept of it? The concept of it is that here's the big show. You had the little show until now, but here's the big show. It's the culmination. And it's representative, I'm saying, I think that's what he's hinting to, it's representative of what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, when the Messiah arrives. It's going to be the big show, so to speak. The attainment, the spiritual enlightenment that they received and experienced at Yam Suf was awesome. It was so powerful. It was the most uninitiated person, the most spiritually, perhaps we could say, not sophisticated person, experienced a higher revelation than Yechezkel HaNavi, Ezekiel the prophet. And we know about the Maaseh Merkava, what it looks like in heaven from Yechezkel. We know about the angels. Yechezkel's description. First parak of Yechezkel. K'may kem Agada Shalel Pesach. Similarly, in Agada, on the night of Pesach, B'mesavar Malas Yisrael Tzayim Shal Yom Tov HaRishon. We're talking mainly in the Haggadah about Yetzias Mitzrayim, about the first night. What happened on the first night? We went out, we were freed, first day. But we don't stop there. We also talk extensively about what happened at the Yam Suf. We talk about the miracles and the numbers of how many miracles there were, how many plagues there were at the splitting of the sea. According to one explanation, there were 250 plagues. And we also hint to the fact that we're not just talking about something that happened in the past, but we're also talking about something that's going to happen in the future by the Geula, by the future redemption of the Jewish people, where it says, Dam va'esh v'timrei sash ashon. It says, blood and fire and pillars of smoke, right? What is that talking about? It's not talking about Egypt. If you look at the Pasuk, it's talking about the Geula Hasida, the future redemption. So it's hinted to, by referencing that Pasuk, that we're not just talking about something that happened in the past. We're talking about something that's going to happen in the future redemption of Klal Yisrael, Shel Achris Hayamim, which is going to happen in the end of days. Chein Roim is Kosach Hamishi Ala Asid. Not only that, but the fifth cup, which we call the cup of Elio, Elijah the prophet's cup. Who is Elijah? Who is Elio Anavi? He's the one who comes at the end of days. Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem is Elio Anavi. Elijah the prophet is going to be returned to us. Before that great and awesome day, before the redemption occurs. And his job will be to bring us back together, to bring the fathers and the sons' hearts back together, to open our hearts. Right? Elio Anavi is going to do that. So hinted to in the fifth cup, the cup of Elijah the prophet, is the very future that we're so anticipating. We're so dearly anticipating. We're waiting for that moment. Don't get old. We can't allow ourselves to get to the point where we're not inspired anymore. We have to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to be ready to sing. Az Yosh, inspiration, bring it out. Bring it out. Let's bring it out. Let's bring out that inspiration in ourselves and in our kids. We have an awesome opportunity. It's Pesach. We've got to make it real, make it come to life. Bring that song to life. It's something that we have to have an appreciation for what's going on, what's been going on, what's going on right now, where we are, how close we are. And we're going to see it down to its completion with Hashem's help. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should merit to be able to be inspired, that our hearts should be moved, and we should be able to sing that song, not just of the redemption of Egypt, but the song, the ultimate song of Klal Yisrael and the world's full redemption. May it be speedily and in our days. Thank you so much for listening. Have a Chag Kasher V'Samech, a beautiful Pesach, and a good Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.